Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chumasaf Samach Tes, and we are starting about the second line with the words Amar Rabbi Yochanan and the Vilna Tzurus Daf. It's on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, about halfway through the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says Safik Meduma Pater Min Chala. Something has a din of Safik Meduma, it's Pater from Chala. Like our Mishnah had said, we have two boxes, and we don't know which one is Truman and which one's Chulin. And Truma fell into one of them, so it said both are Asr Misafik. However, they're considered Safik Meduma, and if a person eats one of them, he's not chayv for eating truma, so the contents of both of those boxes are pater from chala. However, safik dimua ha-nechal mishum dema chayv b'chala. If we have safik dimua, but it's allowed to be eaten even though there's a safik meduma here, such as the middle case of our Mishnah, where the contents of one of these boxes fell into chulin, we said it is allowed to be eaten, it is chayv in chala. And continuing on, we had said, achal achar min hashniya pater v'chulu, and this is referring to where we had our two boxes, and one guy ate one of them, so we're toilu l'kula, and then we said in the Mishnah that if another guy ate the other box, we're also toilu l'kula, that he ate chulin. So Rabbi Yechon says, Rabbi Yehuda, this is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. The Tanin Taman we learned in the Mishnah over there. Im nishalo b'vas achas, tamein. B'zachar zeh, tahirin. If they ask together, send their tamei. But if they ask one after another, send their tahar. Now, what's this referring to? So we have two pathways. One of them is tahar, which means if you walk on this pathway, you have no issues. But the other one is tamei. Let's say, for example, there's a dead body buried over there. So when you walk on that pathway, you're for sure tamei. And we don't know which one is which. And two guys walk down these pathways. Reuven walked on path A, and Shimon walked on path B. And they both come to ask the Rav, are they Tamei? Because they're not so sure which one they walked on. So that's what we just learned, that if they came to ask together, we have to tell them that they're Tamei, because it can't be that they're both Tahar, but if they came to ask one after another, we can make one say that both of them are Tahar. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Benkach u Benkach, it doesn't make a difference, Tamei and they're both Tamei. We further explore this. B'menan Kaiman, what are we referring to? Im b'nishal u'shnein ka'achas, if they both actually came to ask at the same exact time, Tamein, of course they're Tamei. According to both Rabbi Yuda and Rabbi Yossi, they're going to be Tamei. And vim b'zachar zeh, Tahirin, if they come one after another, one guy comes at 9 in the morning and another guy comes at 10 in the morning. So of course we can say that they're both Tahar, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Because when each guy comes, we're able to be Tayel Hakel that the path that he walked on is the Tahar one. Samach Tesam based on top, El Kinan Kaiman. So what are we referring to? Meaning once a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Bebal Lishal Olav Ve'al Chaveray. Where one guy comes, let's say Reuven came, and he's asking about himself and about his friend. So he comes to the Rav and he says, look, I walked on pathway A and Shimon walked on pathway B. What's the din? So Rabbi Yehuda tells us that Imrim Lai, we tell this fellow, ask only about yourself and then go away. And since we tell him to only ask about himself, we can be Mekel and say that he's Tahar. And then we can be Mekel with his friend and say that his friend is Tahar. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, it's as if both of them are asking at the same time, because this guy did ask about both of them at the same time, and therefore we have to be Machmir. And Vahacha, like over here, isn't it like both of them are asking at the same time? In other words, when we go back to our Mishnah and we have one guy that ate one box and another guy ate another box, and we say they were Tahil Haka with both of them, and neither of them are considered to have eaten truma, so that's obviously Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And continuing on to explain the Mishnah, we said Zar Achar Sashnia V'chulu, and really the following Gemara is going on the last part of the Mishnah, where we had said that if one planted the contents of both of these boxes, so we definitely planted truma, it depends if we're going to treat what grows as Gedulei Truma. If this is produce, Shezarei Kala, the seed decomposes and something completely new grows, such as beans or grain, so then we're Mekel, and it's not Gedulei Truma. Whereas if it's Davar She'ein Zarei Kala, the original thing doesn't decompose, like onions, so then what grows is treated as Gedulei Truma. And now we further explain this. Reb Zeira says, B'shem Ruchia Barva, V'usha Zara es Ashnia Ad Shalai Katzarei Shaina. That's only if he planted the second box before he harvested the first box. So here we have the contents of both boxes growing in the ground at the same time, so we're not able to be Mekel to say that we don't have Truma. Of course we have Truma here. In between both of these boxes are definitely with Truma, and they're both growing in the ground, so of course we have to be Machmir. Now pay attention to the gears of the following Gemara. Avul Katzarei Shaina. But if he had harvested the first box of produce, Ad Shalai Zara es Ashnia, before he planted the second one, so ein tala shemuchaber nasu echeach. That which was already detached, produce from the first box, and that which is still attached, produce of the second box, they don't demonstrate that there's definitely truma over here, because the contents of the first box are already not in the ground, and that's the situation where we will be mekel. Now, Chanina Tartia says, b'shem Rav Yanai, batzel shel truma she'akrev shasloi. Let's say there was an onion of truma that was planted, and then he uprooted it, and then replanted it. So, mikim shuraba al v'chadosh mutter. Once new growth comes from this replanting of his, and there's more than the original growth, so then it's mutter, meaning we don't have to treat it like Gedulei Truma anymore. However, Hasar Reb Zeir asks on him from our Mishnah, Vatanina, and our Mishnah says, Eshazari Kala Mutter, Vidarish Einzari Kala Asr. That if these boxes contain something that the seed decomposes, it's mutter, meaning he doesn't have to treat it like Gedulei Truma. But if it contains something that Einzari Kala, then it's Asr, meaning he has to treat it like Gedulei Truma. And Reb Zeir further explains his question, Davish Zari Kala Mutter, B'marba Alva Chadash. When he plants something that Zari Kala, the seed decomposes, the growth is mutter and is not treated like Gedulei Truma, when the new growth is more than the original original thing that was planted. And by davar shezarei kala, that's always the case, because since the seed decomposes, that means that the original thing that's planted is no more, it's not here, and the new growth is obviously more than the original thing that was planted. Now with the chavasa, corresponding to that, in the seif of the Mishnah, we would say davar she'ein zarei kala aser, that if the thing that was planted was something that the seed does not compose, he has to treat it like truma, v'afal pisha rabal v'chadash. That's even though the new growth is more than the original thing that was planted, still we have to be machmir. So that's a question on Rabbi Yanai. How could you say if you took this truma onion out of the ground and then replanted it, as long as the new growth from this replanting is more than the original onion, everything's okay? It's clearly not like that from the Mishnah. And we don't have an answer for Rabbi Yanai, and we just explain where Reb Zeir's question is coming from. Reb Zeir kedaite, Reb Zeir's lashitasai. Now Reb Zeir, b'sherem b'yendison, he says, basal shakele akarem, if we have an onion which is usher because it was kelayim, sha'akre v'shasloi, he uprooted it and then replanted it. Afilu haisav kama, even if much more grew on this onion than was originally there, usher, it's still usher, meaning it's treated as kelayim, she'en giduli iser malanus iser, because growth that comes from something usher can't be mala, can't help be mevatel the thing which is usher. And that's where Reb Zeir's question is coming from. Hajj malacha echel truma, malzor, we're finishing the seventh parak of Maseches Trumos, just like we were zecha to finish this parak together, we should be zecha to finish the entire Masech together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.